Directions to the Dead End. 1. Be prudent. This planet has a beginning, a middle, and an end. At the dead end, dismount. Walk through the burying ground. Touch the mound at the base. Look up at the tower, the grid, the silvery, hairy antennae. Watch the panel on the plinth, the dials, the frozen meters, the icicle spiders reach solid state. The absolute is zero. Perfect machines contain no moving parts.
2. Do not panic. Do not be pagan. Be prudent. Avoid convulsions. Hear these instructions. You must not forget you are approaching the dead end. There will be no more signals. Follow our signs. The handrails are provided for your own protection. Remain on the path. Avoid spores. Do not be disturbed by our guides. They are there to help you cross the final meters of the midnight zone. Abstain from beans. Do not remove your masks. The guides will intone your name. When the time comes, do not remove your gloves. They will be specially treated for the final handshake. Do not expose yourselves. Do not accept any immodest songs, books, or pictures that might be offered to you at the wayside. Protect your nervous system. At the dead end of the ledge of the dead end.
Stand back. The slim end of that shining edge is hardened, serrated, live. 3.
I arrived at the dead end several days ago. After many evolutions. After ritual purifications. After stamping out my birthmark. After slicing out my tumors. After exorcising my spasms. After smoking out my nest of serpents. After hammering my shadow. After burning down my statues. After cutting up my writing. After breaking my assemblies. After erasing my warped tapes. After distilling my bodily fluids. After savaging my dogs. After training of my senses. After smashing the sump, after smashing my fractured pain, after scouring my flesh, after scraping my bloodlit bed, after testing my gold guardians, chuckling in sulfuric acid, after tickling my crown to death, after strangling my private puppet, after stuffing my corpses with fuel soaked rags, after digging my own. Infinity is dotted with rotating corpses. Their domed helmets sparkle. that tangled life flies unrolled from concave bends, and particles of an enormous queer jerk their barbed electric fibers. The transmitter floats a few feet away from the rim of the dead end. It is spherical, compact, and far too small.